Shulam Zayn Sachem continued by the Rosh Hashanah Yud Adal Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shin Mem Vav, February 23, 1986, and Sunday continued.
I can't understand how any Ben Tor can say such a stupid thing that Habo Anochis Bitzine is only awesome now. Just that he's grounded in stupidity and amaratius ignorance of the end degree. Anyway, if you look up in the Venezuela spirit of Shanashmeis and Asaras Adibres, so then on the laser cell of Hishinoch, so he, the Ibn Ezra mentions the name of Apsadi Goye. Apsadi Goye, it's not Ibn Ezra himself, but Apsadi Goye, that the love of the Sinof applies to many kinds of news. So he says, the least serious kind of news is a ball of him.
And only world.
Yeah, it's a and that also is Vichal on the Sinof. It's not the Ikar himself. Then the next more serious kind of news is when someone is born al Shia Bosal. Let's say a Chesishke, so Hushi is not interested in them, a Chesishke or a Chesay, and the blood is a mamzer. Then the next series that is more humorous news is a Bore Shishish. And then the next Mochom Avera is Habol Anochris. So according to Rapsadi Goyen, even Bitzine, if somebody is Bol Anochris, it's worse than a Shishish. You hear how people can say such nonsense according to Rapsadi Goyen. It's worse than a Shishish in the Chim Avera, because in Shishish is Bas Yisrael. And if the husband will divorce her, or when she comes to Mahone, she'll be with us. Mashiinchi in Ochris, unless she's in Skayeres. So she was sure. Then he says, Mishashol is even more humble than Abuala Mochris. And then Abuala Behimo is even more humble than Mishashol. So you see how Rapsadi Goyen is also humble. More of the humble than these women who mention Psochi. Without a going through the Yisaidis. So you see, I mean, it's intolerable. And this is the Chil Hashem. Because if a conservative rabbi hears that, so that promotes apikosis. If he Ben HaYeshiva says just nonsense. All right, anyway. Let's go back to the Ramban. But Ramban Shiti is Yisrael Abo Anochris is Arayis. But Yisrael Sanibelis Linochri is not Arayis. Is not Arayis. Because there is no canon thing. I said, the most unsecond. Yes. I know. I didn't forget it. Now, if you look up, it's a strange Baalakha, and it's a Shita's job. But I just want to show you, there is such a Shita. Now, it's in Mordechai Perik Achilles. take Achilles, Achilles is weeping. So Mordechai says, Motsosi Chubon Rabin Avron Hagodin Reinsburg. I said Rab Avron. He's very shame. Our Gibomo Shenofo is new Lumea. Lumea means in Shumin. Suppose, and that something else, there's a bigger Hiddish in that Mordechai from an Avron Shem. Suppose a woman, 1 second, a woman was married to a Jew, and that Jew had a brother who was in Shumin. And then the husband died, and she was not full of Nenuna. Now, so then the Machlek is a shame, whether Nenuna is ethically living or not ethically living. So, many, most shame say that Nenuna is ethically living. And there are some shame who say that Nenuna is not ethically living. So some of the shame say Kiyesh v'achim yadot ומסך המת ובין אלה לא הציעה איש את המס החוץ או ליזור יבום היום יעלה וכוח הוא לאיש הריב so since he's in שומת he's not תוכת it's very strange because when the Torah if the Torah had used אוח in the sense of אוח ביטל מצווס ולוכיח הוא ליסח they were in the same. Also, many of the Shimon say that the Muna you're allowed to take Shkibbutz. You're allowed to give Shkibbutz. Because it's not Och. Because they Och, 1 second, they Och, please let me finish it, please. So, they Och means Och, the tail of the mitzvahs. So, in Shumet, he abandoned the Torah. So, Mele is not an Och, the tail of the mitzvahs. But here, Ach means simply brother that they had the same father. So just because his Muna is not a brother, biologically he's a brother, and there is no aloha that just because he becomes a Muna, the Yichas Mishpocha is Poka. But anyway, they are ashamed to say it. So a Muna is not Zekik Leyin Mukwit, because he's not Nach. The Torah says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yardov Umei Sachavne. I'll tell you, and there is Machlek is ashamed in two situations. One Machlek is ashamed in regard to the case where the Yovn is in Muna and Shemit. And there is a Machlek is where there is Ezekiel. And then there is a Machlek is ashamed in regard to the case where the Achames is in Shemit. So also Machlek is ashamed. Also Machlek is ashamed. So then some Rishonim say that where the Och HaMes is in Shemet, so then there is no Zikir. And anyway, so Rav Avrom also says that the Emunah is not a Zikir, but not because he's not a Zikir. He mentions something else. Because the Rav Avrom, the Remis Boshiki is that just as Yisroel Avor and Ochit Tifaresi is kind of in the day. So Yisroel is Hamidelis Oin Ochit is also kind of in the day. Mimele, and if he's in Shumet, so Yisroel is Hamidelis Oin Nuna to in Shumet is kind of in the day. And there is a clear false. That's what I promise you. So Mimele says, Mordechai Gerard here, so it's several chidushim here. Matzos yishuben rabin avrom avod meranj. Yizel yishuben. Al yivomo shenofo yishu muna. Ike dvorin diga. Yivoy atu lechwitze. Yim kimer vohu. Yikano yim pegin be. Diga man yivel esla aramoye kano yim pegin be. But that's yishu besyof. all the other Rishonim say that Kanoim Kedim Bei means only applies to Yisroel Abo Al Aramis, or Anochis, not Yisraelis Hanivelis Anochis. And assuming that it does apply, but it shouldn't apply to Muna. So the Shikha Ramadan. Alright, I just wanted to mention this. But the Balamoyer and the Ramim Sochim, they say that Yisraelis Hanivelis Anochis is a nice. Not that they agree for Abraham Avramis, the Ramis of Shikha, but for a different reason, because they say that the initial shame is mentioned in the Torah, in Vayesh, which is of Yisrael. So that means that the Torah corroborated the Tzira of this initial shame. So it's like a Nisar writes, and since Dushim is not Ephes, some male is Nisar arise. So the Ramban is Chilken. The Ramban is Chilken, and the Ramban holds Tesla Shite in Krishna that I'm what is also that Bizni shall change the Israelis and the Dolores of Nochri is in Israel. But I'm what we will show them in Krishna. But the Ramban Shite is in Tony Bizni shall change. It's not in Israel. Now, but I don't want anyone to labor under the notion that according to the Ramban, Israel is an idolatry, Mochri is only in Israel. That's inconceivable. Because it's not true. It's inconceivable because it's not true. It's definitely true. So it would be conceivable, but it's not true. And because it's not, what do you mean, why not? Because it's not. It's not true. And especially the Ramban Shiti is in some guys. Even though here he says it's only the spiritual shade. Kufir Kamunam Ginoj, the Bizmiz, Bizdini Shoshein, Gozru, Bizdini Shoshein, Gozru, to be Mashabi Kwachinel Yisue. So it can't spring light, it's only a summer Rabbanon. So, but the Ramban means it's not a miserese, and the score of Bias Nochri per se. According to Tesvez, in Gushin Dafayim Bo, so it's Oseh, Mitzal Bias Nochi per se. Mashin, Kirkon Ramban, it's not also in the Raise on the basis of Bias Nochi per se. But the Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvez, and in Speo Shan Chumash, now there's a passage in the Torah. I'm spending a lot of time because I want to dispel these false notions that circulate in the yeshivas, which is a chil Hashem. So, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs has many Shoroshim called, which Jesus said, which Jesus Lisa said, have to be counted in the HaMitzvahs, and which Jesus said, Jesus Lisa said, don't have to be counted. It's the Rabbanon of the Kaddish, Mitzvahs that are reduced to Midrash Atir and Dresh Ben, they're not implicit in the Shoroshim, Mitzvah don't have to be counted. Mitzvah is not made, they will not have to be counted. And then he says, tiny mitzvahs, even though the Torah itself mentions the Tam, does not have to be included in the mitzvahs. And he's massive, and Aloch is Deves, as to why the Aloch is Deves mentions among the Tayyab mitzvahs, the love of the Sisna Oretz. So Rambam says, the love of the Sisna Oretz is mentioned as the Tam, of the Halel is Bitchol as Niso. Why? The Rishizna Oret Umola Oretim. So Mele, it should not be counted in the Minyan. And that's the Ramah. In Shirash Hamish, it's the Ramah. So the Ramban here agrees with the Halacha Kelet that Lisisna Oretz has to be counted in the Miyan Amitzis. Has to be counted in the Miyan Amitzis. But it's mentioned as a Tam, so he says, even though it's mentioned as a Tam, but we see from many Gemores that usually whenever the Torah mentions a certain Nisa, even though it mentions a certain Tam, but the Tam has an extra purpose to imply another Nisa. For example, the Yadu and Moshi, the Yoser as the body. So Rav Shimon doesn't from there that if a Melech takes more than 18 wives, he's higher Malkus. And suppose even if the 19th wife is a tzaddikus like Abigail, but suppose he marries only one wife, but she is a very vain woman, and she's Meiser Aslibi, she tries, you know, to alienate him from the Torah, to distract him from the Torah, so then he's also in our life, because that's why the Torah says, V'yado noshim v'yoser aslibi. So mele, here, when the Torah, the same thing is true here, is the Rambam. Als chalas pitcholas neiso, v'lisiz neorets. So that's mentioned as a time, why a father is not allowed to turn over the daughter to Zeus, because Lysis no arts. In order, but it,
what does that mean, those ignorance?
There shouldn't be a promiscuity in practice. On earth. So he says, so it has an extra purpose, because the Pasuk as Chalos Bitcholas Neiso only implies that the father is not allowed to turn over the daughter to his niece. How about the daughter herself and the Kayam himself? Not mentioned. So it's not mentioned. So that's why the Torah says we see no all that. That the daughter herself, who submits to Zeus, so is also in there. And the Baal is also in there. Now, he's Masik and Rashi and the other Rishim who say that if and Rambam, who say that if a father turns over his daughter Ekluye to Zeus without Dushi, so he's able to love as Chalos Bitcholas Neiso, even though there is a Safro that says that and that posse, so he says that Safro represents the view of Chadleza. Chadleza says in Yevomes that Pono Abola Tmuye, she becomes a Zeynes, she has all the Kumi. So mainly it comes within the term of last name, since she becomes a Zayin. But we pass from like the Rabbonon, so Pona Abolatnuye does not become a Zayin. So mainly the father turns over the daughter to Zeus of Pona Abolatnuye is not able. Only if he turns over the daughter to Zeus with the Goy. In other words, if the father gives his consent to the shidduch of his daughter with the goy, or with the nevet, where Dushni is not eifes, or to someone in whom Dushni is not eifes, let's say, if the father will turn over the daughter to Zeus with her own brother, Dushni is not eifes, an elder. So then he's even as chalas bitcholas niso, and of course, he says, the Ramban says that in Chumash, the Ramban says that in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sheir Hashem, that if a father gives his consent that his daughter should be mizaneh with the goy or with an eved, so he is even allowed as chalas bitcholas niso. And the daughter herself, who is mizaneh with the goy, is even the love of the seasonal arts. Is even the love of the seasonal arts. And then the Ramban, in the respect to the Lise Self, we see a Teisho. The Lise Self, we see a Teisho. You look at our Psheish Hamish. I mean, basically, see, they said that's the end of Sadamitzis. But we see a nation named Israel in the year Kodesh Nibnei Israel. So Rashi says we see a nation Mufkeres and Kodeshes and the Menace is Nus. And it's Mashma Yudin Knui. The Rashbam says the same thing. And there's a Rambam Shikin that Tonu Abola Knui and Shin's Nus. So then it's Chayv Malkes because of the see a Unkele said, "Lo see a nation this Israel." So, "Lo see a nation this Israel" means, "Lo see hey itzom mitnas Israel ikvar ovet," that the bas Israel should not marry an eved, and then "Lo ye kodesh in Israel" means, "The lo yisad gadol in Israel itzom ishif." That's what comes. Then the Rambam says that the posik of the see a nation with Israel, to the encouragement of Israel, does not apply to Panabala Knoya, because she doesn't become Zayn. Only according to Rablesa she becomes Zayn. And we pass like Rabbona again from Manji. But it applies to a Bia where she becomes Zayn. What Bia does she become Zayn? If she's Niveles to someone to whom she's an Avo, let's say, Sheboso, or an Shish, or Niveles Linochri, or Niveles Linochri, or Niveles Linochri. So David, so he says, that, so the question is, why does the Torah say, we see a Deisham Nes Yisrael? And then the Sifri says, in Israel, Abba, Ein Atom Musea Ale Bichot. So how do we understand it? In the country? In other words, Nochris is more humble than in Israel. They call it Ramban the other way around. If Pon Abola Tmuya Israeli, so she doesn't become Israeli. But Dafke, if Israel is his Nibelus and Nochri, then she becomes a Zayin. But he says that this passage, the Pshat in the Tree, is as follows. In other words, suppose that Israel is his Nibelus and Nochri on the end. There are two things. So then, he's either a love of the season. If the father is Nisei of the daughter to in marriage, to a goy, or to an eved, then he's either the love of Yitzchak or Yitzchak or Yitzchak. But the daughter herself, who turns herself over in marriage to a goy, to a life whereby she becomes a zene, so then she's either the love of the season. But this love of the season means Yisrael implies something else. That's Hazor and Bezni. Bezni means all this life. In other words, if, let's say, there is a woman, a Jewish woman, who lives in marriage with the goy, and Bezni allows it, all this life allows it, they are in a position to stop it. And they allow it, so they are either the love of the situation is.
In
other words, if you have the soil skipper and if Besdin allows a Jewish woman to lead a promiscuous life, the life of Zeno, so then Besdin is able to love. We shall all right around it. But suppose there is a Gentile woman who leads a promiscuous life, we are not happening enough to watch over their tears. So that's the pshat. So anyway, so the Ramban Shiti is not only that Yisraelis and Velas and Nochri doesn't involve Israelites. Of course it involves Israelites. Even though the Ramban says here in Yohannes that Israel is in the Gulf of Nochri doesn't involve any Israelites except the Zdin Shalshem, so the Zdin Shalshem involves an Israel of the Gulf of Nochri per se, not just Luz. But in the Rai said there is no Israel of Nidalas Linochi per se, as there is Havor Anochis per se. There is Israelites, but there is an Israel of Mishizne, and not only is there an Israel incumbent upon the Nidalas of Mishizne, even Bezin, by allowing it, is also in there, the love of Mishizne. So you can see how foolish is these irresponsible statements. It all emanates from the fact that unfortunately there are so many yeshiva students who instead of involving themselves in learning and be again learning and go over the Torah with the Mephoshim and the Mishnayos and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Rambam and the Shulchanoruch and the Poskim, and then they can look into the Chaim. So they jump. And without even going over the Pesukim, the Torah, Reb Chaim, all right, they'll know the Reb Chaim. But before they know the Reb Chaim and the Rabbi Kvedia, they have to know the Rishonim. Then they'll be able to understand the Reb Chaim. And not only if they don't go over the Rishonim, they can't understand the Reb Chaim. They can't even understand the Pesach by Rabbi Meisher Feinstein. And that's why so many yeshiva students abuse Rabbi Meisher Feinstein's Pesachim. For my yeshiva students, because they don't know the materials, they hear Rav Meisher say something, but they don't know under what circumstances Rav Meisher was matter and second thing. They just hear. And they have, they grasp things easily, and then they mention Rav Meisher Feinstein passed me this, and Rav Meisher Feinstein passed me that, Rav Meisher Feinstein didn't pass me, and if he passed me under special circumstances. And he saw given the liyah many times, he didn't even pass under any circumstances. It all emanates from the fact that there is no yigiyah in there. So I purposely, you know, devoted time to dispel that erroneous impression, because I hear it too many times from too many yeshiva students. And many times it's from yeshiva students who study in the black hat yeshivas. And that's a chilasha. So the Ramban doesn't mean there is no Israelite. Of course there is an Israelite. The Ramban himself says in Chumash, in his Perush in Chumash, and in Sibra Mitzvah, in Sheresh Hamishi, the Israel is universal enough in Zedra Lav the Raise of Lysizne. But that's not an Israel of Bias Nochi, that's an Israel of Znuris. It's an Israel of Znuris, not of Bias Nochi per se. The Israel of Lysizne is certainly not a Raise. That's what the Ramban means.
Not
a riot.
It's
a riot. So that is the curse. And even if it will not be Venus, it's not a riot. But the chasnes atzmi shoraderes ulad bilad gu, lad bilad la riotsu, kitavishes, batam shebenchit for the nochis, why that is all about a nochis, is a riot. And Israel is an idolatrous Nochri, is not a Rais. So he says, V'atam she'ben shikho v'nochri skomeo, v'umneli bin lab rizore, avo nochri alvao bas Yisroel, havlat kosher, bein bitmi o bein beishishis, ki b'yisro v'yir kachilis, u'fichoch ein kanoim peinu. So, as far as Hanoim Tegin Day, by Israelis and idolatry, Nochri is concerned, so the only Rishon who says there is Hanoim Tegin Day is Rabbi Avraham Rangel, Rishit Yoch. But, even though all the other Rishonim say there is no Hanoim Tegin Day, but there are many Rishonim, and perhaps most Rishonim, hold that it's a Misarese, on the basis of Bias Nochri, a Misarese. The Ramban Shiti is, it's not a Misarese. But he saw some of the rice on the basis of Znus. So he's either allowed the rice, not that it's Hetagomo, Chas V'Sholem, with the rice. That's inconceivable. Ulticho, Ekanoi Pedibo, Kiluka, Avopisho, Isho, and Asati, the Terrace, Isho, Sir, Afilo, and Noes, Nochis, Vafilo, Vitzine, it's a rice. Here, Vein Tzorich, Lena Lanois, Richard Pasistoila, Sugolo Israel, the Hill Anas of Roche, Horse Loel, shall we Tiru, Lanois Hatsmo, the Shora del Paris? Okay. This is the okay.
That's why you have the hands of the
bad. Wait for the Sola Boranois. So, I didn't jump off the roof. In order to avoid the Nisra Rabbah. Like Yitzchak, like Jacob, will he tell you that? Such ridiculous things. How anyone who attended Yeshiva even for 1 hour can say such stupidity is the animal. And it all emanates from the fact that there is no Yigiyah learning. No Yigiyah learning. The way to be Yigiyah learning means to learn the Bakameh. First, you have to go over Mishpatim. With every Rashi. How can you start learning Kamei without learning Mishpatim with every Rashi? And then you learn the Gemara, and you look at the Rambam, and you look at the other Rishonim and everything. And then you can look at the Rabbi and the Rabbi Meir. And then you can look into the Mishpatim and Shudas, why not? But to jump into the Mishpatim and Shudas, you won't understand the Mishpatim thing. You'll abuse the Rish Panshin, you'll misrepresent the Rish Panshin talking, and you'll cause a collision. And you'll only promote happy causes. You'll promote conservative Judaism. That's why. I'm sorry that I became excited. Because these statements hurt me. I heard them too many times. And it was all that knew. I heard these remarks 40 years ago from Yeshiva students.
In Europe, yeah.
No, in Europe, no. No, in Europe, no. In Europe, you never heard such statements. It's an American product.
Sachim Yom Yitzchaz Bedo Shishiva Tesvav Adar Aleph Etov Shimim Vav February 24th, 1986 on Monday.
In the Ram, the Ramban, the Masik and the Amoria, from the Gemore of Bakil Kachat Achut Matashir, and there is also Mishama Nezah, Shiro Tosa, and then Yom Yitzchaz Boyle, so it's also but if I'm going to go on someone is actually, so it should be the other value. So, the Ram did the carrot, and the Ramban was aware that this is the sheet of Ramoya, but he was massacring him anyway. So the Ram did the carrot that according to Ramoya, there are 2 hours. 2 matir. 1 matir is the Gornish, the highway. So, the Chaybehem doesn't apply to Abuzoi Dorayshu Adam. Doesn't apply. So, Meli doesn't make a difference. Mishcham Lavir and Mishcham Lavir. There is, Pekach Nefesh is Nadecha di Yisra Abuzoi. It's Nadecha di Yisra Arayas. So, that's why Me'atza Asher Oikana di Mishrati. That's why Yom Yisrael to boil it. Then there is another matter of Onus Chachmone Patrik. So, Rachmone Patre, it does not only imply Iptura Bonshin, but it's no Maisa Veira. that it's no maisaver. It's no maisaver. And if it's no maisaver, so then we saw that there is a machlekes reshim in Ksubes, Nil Nares, the Ramat from the Gaon, as to whether Tanya Bukhatsky is deemed of Hayom Mishishayik in Tum Rashnumi, whether it applies to all on us also. So some reshim say yes, and some reshim say no. The reshim who say yes, they hold that it's analogous to Shevi, just as Shevi to the Maisavere, so Onus is also Maisavere. The Rishayim who say no, so they say, they hope, that there is a basic distinction between Shevi and the Onus. Shevi is a Chaytei, and it is a Maisavere, but is Chayv Korn, but Onus is put up from everything given from Korn. In an Arof Chet Mishpat Moves, so that means that you shall can you say that the victim who is killed is performs a maisavere just because he was killed? So here too, the anonus is not a maisavere in onus. So onus, sonhatre is not only to a vanishing but it's a different matter of the isatu. It's a day and a matter of these are two. The halacha of onus chachmone patrei that it's day and matter the isa two, not only to a onshin, that applies in the avizor and gelaraz. And that's why the Baramoya says, Vais tichus domim, so then it's your bar yaveir, even mischavein lanes atzmei. Why? Because tichus domim, there is this form of my chodis, so maybe just as the spawn of my chosis dictates to us that you kach nefesh kalan v'yeche, so it dictates to us that anus is not matter either, you see. Mashayim chain, vis-a-vis, avizor and glarayes, so there's a difference between pigach nefesh and anus. Pigach nefesh cannot be matter, avizor and glarayes, but anus can. Some male, and in order to be an anus, there has to be my anus, as the Yosameach says, Pshat in the Rambam. But by Chile, there is no my anus. Some male, it's your Goyaber, even his Chavul and Nesatz. That's the teretz of the Ram and the Ramoya. And Ramoya, and even though the Ram is Sanhedrin, rejects the Shite of the Baramoyer outright, but here in Sochem he doesn't reject it. He says it's not Mukha. He doesn't say that the Aloche is like him, but it's not Mukha. He says the Kashas by the Ramban are not any Kashas. Not any Kashas. And we say that the Ramban is Lishitose, because the Ramban in Sudes Dachobo, he holds these Masikan pieces. Taste says, Hoyisha Shemelfisho, al the Nitoshes. So it's a so Libailo. So the Russian taste say, even Libailo is royal, because we are Hinshis. Maybe Mahmaspachat Mise, she was Nisratze. Listeners, maybe she herself suggested Znus to the captor in order to save her life. So then she's a so Libailo. So the Ramban says, no. You see, the Ramban says, oh, that even if she did, she would be interested by the Israel. Why? Because she's an honest. She does it machmas pachat nise. Machmas pachat nise. So the Ramban shiti is that in order to be an honest, it doesn't make any difference whether it's my sameness or he does it in order to escape that. If a person does something for the purpose of escaping death, so then, it's an honest, even if there is no niceness. I mean, because it's only natural, there is an innate inclination in every man to escape death, to do everything, to escape death. How did the Sophie say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Yev, in Perik Beis, Pasuk Dalet, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said to Yev, so, did you see a righteous person like Kiev? So he says, what kind of righteous person is he?
Just because I heard his mind, that doesn't mean anything to what I saw.
Yeah,
when I heard his body, then we'll see
something. He's very smart, you know. It comes to her feeling. He's very smart. He's very ingenious. Ayana Sotan Sabishem. A person is naturally inclined, it's almost like a reflex, to do anything in order to escape
physical harm.
To escape death. Never mind physical harm. To escape death. So, the whole Ashalim is even if he's the stingiest person, he's a billionaire, so he's ready to give away his billions in order to escape them. Of course, people do many stupid things. They risk their lives in order to get fame, in order that the name should appear in the newspaper. But because they don't anticipate that they will die. That's why people are ready to do, you know, something for the education of children. I mean, it's not because they don't anticipate an accident. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's the biggest tragedy that overtook the American people. But why do you think, I mean, the astronauts, including the teacher and the pilot, why were they ready, you know, to be astronauts and then to go up to space, because they didn't think they have emunah, they have faith in human technology. They are fanatics in a religion, so they have such faith, they don't anticipate that something like this could happen. How could it happen at all? NASA gave it approval, so there is no danger. They have faith in it, you see. Instead of having faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom, so people have faith, you know, in human technology. That's why they are ready. But if they did anticipate a tragedy, they are ready to give up everything, fame and money and everything, in order to escape that. That's almost like a reflex, you know. Disinclination. Some males and others, whether there is a Mycenaeus or there is no Mycenaeus. So is an honest. There's the Ramban Shita. But the Ramban, now the question is, the Ramban himself, in that Mishnah, he paskins al the Nefoshes, is Asura Levailo, Dafka Levailo Kayen. So doesn't it seem that Rambam agrees with the shite of the Ramban? Kidm sheo oso mach mastachat mise afilu im yisratzo mach mastachat mise ha'ri yanutzo. And the Rambam also says only le'ishes keyen she's asuro in Arabi shol in the Toshes, but le'ishes Yisrael she's muteres adayla. So the Magnishna says Pshat in the Rambam that the reason is why Barish is his foliage in the Bible, because we don't, you're not Rishet. It was his oil that she would subject Nus even to escape from that. Because after all, the Rambam Shitosei, Shiti is that even when he forces her and tells her, if you scream, I'll kill you. So he has to, if she's in his sheesh, so she has to scream and let herself be killed. So Achskamo de Chamo, that she's not allowed to subject Nus when he doesn't even try to force her, but he just wants to kill her because she stole from him. You see. So she's not allowed to do that. So male, we don't have to be crazy. But the Ramban says even if she did, she would be the terrorist. But the Rambam is not like that. So male, we can say like the Ram says in the Balamaya. Now, this is the Ram's parents and the Balamaya. And the Balamaya. But the Niri gives another character. The Niri in Sanhedrin, I don't want to go over, it's a very long Niri in Sanhedrin. He's very mild. He mentioned this, I want to listen to Shane. I don't want to go over it. But at the end, he gives a different parents. He gives a different parents. And he says that the reason is why, by Amru Arifin, Inlay, Rifur, Achitiboyle, Achitiboyle, Amru Hachon, Yomus Artiboyle, and even though it's not Mishram Labir, it's Mishram Mesatre, so he says, because over there, the Sakon is not Vara, the Sakon is not Vara, he says, the Rifin say, so what to say. So, in other words, there is a double question. First of all, the Reifim say, in Rifua Zewak, that means that if you saw, the Reifim say many times, there's a lot of nonsense. So he could be cured even without Avera, without Avera. And secondly, sure. Suppose...
But the Reifim are after the Reifim and Yom Kippur.
Okay, so because of the Sufik, because of the Sufik, but if Rabbi isn't, why the Christians don't make mistakes? Most of the time they make mistakes. So first of all, there is a question whether if he doesn't perform the Avera, whether or not maybe he'll remain alive even if he doesn't perform the Avera. Secondly, assuming that he will die if he doesn't. He won't even help him. So, the double question, anyway, it's not the Bible. It's not the Bible. So, melee, he's not a nonsense. Why does the Niri give that character to Malamoya? Because the Niri apparently agrees with the Shita of the Ramban in Ksuvez that Chobot, that even when there is no nice enemies, but if a person does something in order to escape from Vadai Nisesh. He's anonymous. Eliya Ba'adeliya. So you tell me she has action. He's laughing. So, it's a natural inclination in that. So, and it's very hard to control. It's possible, but that requires superhuman movement to control that. So, Mela is an honest even without my sense, but only when the illness is in bad eye. But if the illness is only a possibility, like here, I'm going to anything. So, what does it mean? Right. And there is a certain agode, some Rishi mentioned in agode, about Nosum Ben Tzitzise, was his name. So he also was Nosa. He developed a certain type, Nosum Ben Tzitzise, but he was a nice person. He developed a type, sometimes a good person also fails. So he developed a certain type, and the Reifim said there is a certain agode, some Rishi mentioned in agode. The Reifim says, the daily takonah with Nosum Ben Tzitzise, unless he performs the Aveya, do not. Yes, Moose. So the Chachon told him, no, so you die, you die. Don't perform the Aveya. So he said the same thing, the same impeachment. The fact that the Reifim changed their impeachment anyway, changed it two times. First he said, even before I should boil it. When they heard it, I'm in the lane, you're not in the lane. So they changed their policeman. And they said, Tanu Hanahuma. When they heard that Hachomim said, Yomus Hanahuma, so they changed their policeman again. That's like the modern psychiatrist, you know. Everything is indispensable. You have to do this other, you have to do that other, and you have to go along with all the titus and all the caprices and the whims of the patient. That's why they make some patients more crazy, because they want to go along with them, you know. So the more you go along with these capricious and spoiled people, the more sick they become. Anyway, so here the raping also said they changed the pigment. So does that show that what they say is true? If that be true, so why should they change the pigment? First they say, The only thing that will save his life is Musmamish. The second thing he said, no, not Musmamish, Tanuf Nahumo. The third thing, even conversation, Machina again I will save the life. So the Chacham said, Yom Musvalta Mahdina. So the end was, Musim Ben Tzitzise became Balchude, and he said, I'm ready to die, and I'm not going to be able to the Chacham. And 1 second, please let me finish. So, at the end was that he was cured and he lived many years in spite of what the doctors and the doctors, the psychiatrist, who says, Emily before, you understand? So the Reiki, his man Chazal, were like the modern psychiatrist, you know, who say all kinds of nonsense. But anyway, Hadar Yisurin, if there is a Choshen Mechaikya, people are Nefesh, so it's also Deicha Shabbos. But, so that's only because I had a Yisurin, so Pikuach Nefesh is there. So there is a Lochi, even a possibility of Pikuach Nefesh is there. Mashayim Kei, Avizor Gila Ayes, Ushmachus Domin. So the matter of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply, but only the matter of Onus. When's the Onus? If it's Vadanez. So then, Eyo Be'adeya, Bechosha Kol Asher. Leish, eat him at Napshe, but the Chashashe of dying, that's not Thomas. I mean, that's what the meal is. As a matter of fact, it is interesting that in respect to the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Kidar Shomru Banosi, Tachomru Bechayri, so, Takim Nisrapi, Kutma, the Zorba, I for them, the Ova bin Nisrapi, Ancient will best be in a shawl day. Ancient will best be in a shawl day. So the Asameach says, the Pshat is because by Chile there is no mind saying this. So it's not an honest. Even though he only does it in order to escape that. but there is no actual Persian Maitreya. And the same pshat is mentioned that in the Sefer on Rambam, he was probably contemporary of the Sefer Yad HaMelech on the Rambam. So Yad HaMelech says the same thing that the Yasmiya says, but the Chet San Mishneh, he says, the Rambam says, each of the best English of all women, because he should not rely on the doctor. The doctor say him before, and he should have been talking to the Beis Shalom. So he should have been talking to the Beis Shalom that to live in the country, Dafkin's Chus, that he will not be able to live. He will live. And maybe if he'll be a there, he'll have to die. So that could also be, you see, Lachas, the rape, you see. So that's why. So in other words, what is the case? What did my Kevin submission from this? And my Kevin submission from this is that the Rambam Shite is like the Rambam. Rambam. And the Yavamelech and the Yosemiah. So, is that the Rambam Shite is like Tzitzis and Rashi's. Okay, now. But anyway, the pshat in the Valamoyer is that the Valamoyer admits that insofar as the matir and the deich of Pekach Nefesh is concerned, so the chino yisei abba, the zoik l'raish potoni Pekach Nefesh is madeich. But the Valamoyer, she is, there is another matir of deich, besides Pekach Nefesh, onus. Onus can be mati or not only other appearance, but in my desire to hide the pressure. So don't lie, because the same story that says, that Rachmet also dictates to us that onus cannot be deiche, these are shudam. In other words, you can say, you're an onus. Why are you an onus? Because you're going to lose your life. What about other fellow's life? So, that's not as important as your life. That doesn't make sense. That's why the Ramayah says in regards to God. But insofar as the matter and the Reich of Kanefesh is concerned, the Ramayah has made it all the Reich. That Pikach Nefesh is not Reich, all other, if Pikach Nefesh is not Reich, other is but not a historical arise to one. But onus is matir, even is deiche, the halacha of onus chamne patrei, is matir, even the yisrael of the zohar in your eyes. So he has to be onus. So when an onus forces in, so there is a maisiness and there is a vadai mise, so then he's an onus. But, like a fool, I'm going to rape him. And then when the Rebbe say that the only refuge is Atzah Sheirah, and nothing else can help him, so it's not the Father. Maybe so. So maybe it's not an onus. But Pekach Nefesh, by Shabbos, no other issue. So there is a loch of Bechaydem. So Bechaydem implies even so in Pekach Nefesh. Even if Shoshana Chayt on Pekach Nefesh. So the matter on the deiche of the chaypen doesn't apply. Now, there is another question. Don't reshame. The Ramban says so on the theory. Now, we say, the more says, that all appearance of a teor in the anus processing. So it's Yadar Oyamak. Who's the three of us? So what's the pshat? It means Malchut, the three Averes. So Pikach Nefesh is not the three Averes. Some Mele is not Deiche, the three Averes. Some Mele is higher. So Mele Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche. Some Mele, he's either the Etzim himself, or the Zohar, or something, or the Sino, and so on. Oh, no, maybe the chat is not. Pikach Nefesh is the Yechad Nisab, the Zohar. The next thing you can go, and perhaps the Yisrael, of Arayas too, of Arayas too. But, Mitzad Mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem, so there is a special Alokhe, that yesterday is nourished. So the Ramban says the first, the distinction between this Hamlati and Anamesad is only Shayach and Gal Shorak, where Pikach Nefesh is there. And the Shorak then says, Mitzatim Hashem, Mitzatim Zerokhul Hashem, yesterday is nourished. So the Melo we say, when is there in the Chayim of Kiddush Hashem and Mitzatim Hashem, Hamlati is Hashmar, but Bitsine, Mishamam is Hatsne, Nacha Rashmat, so there is no Mechaibesh. Mashenki, but if you are in a sense, it's a triple Yisa, so because the Mechaibesh doesn't have one. That's what the Ramban says. But maybe the Pshitili, the Rishikas of Shemi, to the contrary. Maybe the Rishikas of Shemi to the contrary. No. Yes,
according to Rabbi, you don't get a punishment.
No, you don't get a punishment. Yeah. I'm going to just mention this one. The Rambam says, Kol mi shenema beyader val yoreit, vimera ze yoba, how is it inside the house? This is the Rambam. He's not allowed to be mad. The Kol mi shenema beyoreit val yader, vimera ze yoba, how is it Kiddush Hashem? Moyo Basom is for a Kiddush Hashem. The home is in Emma Bay Yorin, but the Abbeir, the Oba Bay Nera, Harris in the Halas Hashem. The Moyo Basom is for a Kiddush Hashem, the Rabbi, who Pitu Mitzes, she Kiddush Hashem, the Oba Ram Mitzes Lises, and she Kiddush Hashem. The Afro Pitching, the Pinch Oba Bay Nes, a mountain they say, the Insol of Rimarshan, the Nisi they say, Desdi, I feel whole Averis. So the Rambam says that even the three Averis that he proved in his nefesh himself, suppose he wasn't his nefesh himself, is not a bunch. Why? Because he's an oath. So the Rambam says, I feel whole Averis. Not only by being so when Arias is not a bunch, but even by the Tire is not a bunch. Why do you say I feel whole Averis? One could argue with cogent logic that these are the Avizorim to Arayas, even though he didn't do it in his nefesh himself, but if he did it in his nefesh himself, so he's part of it. I think if these are his shepherds dominate, where is the Chuyf in his nefesh himself? If he didn't, he's higher on his heart. Why? What do you smart? Why should we be more machmir in respect to Shurzoni than in respect to our desire and life? What if he has it in a bonus, so almost is potter even by a litiche, and if he doesn't have it in a bonus, so he should hire it by a desire and life also. Why don't Rambam say, I feel horror bait. So, Shatz is very simple. Because one could say that actually Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, is Adam. And let's say, God of the Torah, or the Shmuel Shiti is, that Adizor Bitsine is Yadav on Yorek. Why? Because of the Chayot. So according to the Shmuel, of course, all the Gishemi passed except Jesus and Suvis that you test. But Shitas Yochan, Shitas Yochan. And yeah. So all the Gishemi passed him like a brother, and not like the Shmuel. But according to the Shmuel, so even by the Zore, Bitsine, so he's Yorek. I'm sorry, it's Yavar on Yorek. And the only difference between the Zore and the other Averes, according to the Shmuel, is that vis-à-vis the other Averes, so even the Pharisee, and he has to be Yisram Lavire in order to be on Yorek. And by the Zore, so there is a Chiv of Kiddush Hashem, even if he's not Yisram Lavire, as long as he's Pharisee. But the Shita from the Shmuel definitely is that the high man is the Eichad Yisar and Sokun Klu. But it's only a few of the Zakirish Hashem. So you know, maybe him or the Reza, who says that he is Mechuyev to be Mishnefesh himself, even Bitzine, but it's not on the basis of the Yisar of the Zohar. It's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. But Kiddush Hashem applies even to Tzine in respect of and Arayas, you could also say, even though Arayas is learned out from Hekish to Mitziche, but that doesn't mean that it has to be the same thing just because it's a Hekish. We have many offices where one thing is deduced from the other, but it's different offices. So maybe here too, by Shabbos of course, because of my causes, so Pikuach Nefesh cannot be there, but by Arayas, it's only a Yalfuse that is Mechuyev to Mishanefesh himself, but only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. Only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. So that's why the Rambam says, V'inzorch Lema Hashem, V'inzim Eisim Bezdin, Akil Horad Deimes. So in other words, because there could be an argument that vis-à-vis Mitziche, so in Ovavo in Erag is higher punishment. And vis-à-vis Avizor and Dolarayes, so is not higher punishment. So why? Because we could say as follows. That in respect to Rizore, so it's definitely that the Yisar is not the Tzichre. That neither Pikuach Nefesh can be matir the Yisar Tzichre because of my chazis, and neither the Alocha von Tzichach Merepatre can be matir the Yisar Tzichre. You see, the Balmoy holds that von Tzichach Merepatre is matir the Yisar Rizore and the Yisar Arayas, but not Yisar Tzichre. Because of the small of my choses, how can Enes be matir? So mele, we could say, in respect to Avizor to Arayas, so the Enes, the Pikuach Nefesh, the Enes of Pikuach Nefesh, is matir the Yisra. So mele is only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, that is Mechuyev to Mitzvah. So there is no one shame. Masheim came vis-à-vis Tziche, where because of my choses, so there is no matia, there is no deiche and Yisar Tziche, maybe it's high one shame. Rambam says no, even though there is certainly no matia and Yisar Tziche, but they didn't want to see us anyway. That's why the Rambam says, so the Rambam says after the Lord days, Shei Malkin and Nisim El Omeida B'Tzenei Uveidim V'Asroek Shemema B'Nisim Yitzari L'Amelech. So V'Nosati Ani Esponai V'Yish Ahu V'Ashmu Yalondu Ahu V'Lonus V'Lushei Yitlo Yiduti U'Mai Nabez Kodim Shei Yitlo Yiduti Hoi V'Dei Sobeines V'Chayef Gores finde so ein bisschen besten Kalvachina und ich schon, das sagen wir, ich war Tera. Und bei Reihe sind wir wohl nachher, das hast du da, wo kann man es waschen, wie sie bemerken. Sie sehen es, denn bei der Fria wäre es sieben, bei der Sichre, die Nova, wo wir nicht mehr ran. So ist das auch nicht. Waschen, weil so diese Menschen, Lau ist also da, wo noch die Enden Menschen haben. But first dimensions, the Posit by Melech. A Melech, by Nisen Zarla Melech. So es heilt mich sehr. So, das ist wie es ist, ha hu, will in der Sati an mir ist von ein Boisch, ha hu. Die Präsentation, so, das ist ein Prozess, das ist ein Prozess. Ha hu, loyonus, ha hu, loyschegei, ha hu, loyute. Denn ich sehe, und meine Wiss kommen, schiech nur und hat, hoi, wie die so wein ist, ne chaif kores, bin so, wenn man es ist besten, kaum hin, aber schon, es ist einmal mit dir. So hier, die Menschen sind auch hin, die kaum hin. In der Rambam, you know, is not one of the Chazal, he doesn't make his own brushes. So he says, so that's the kaum hin of logic, it's not the kaum hin of your pussy. The Rambam or any other Rishi will not make Kalachim of Yahushi. Chazal make Kalachim of Yahushi. So that Kalachim is Kalachim of logic. It's a life for the Dosh. If there is a Loch of Aruba Leonis, how will the Shevi, how will the Mite, by Melech, which is Abu Zore, which is Mochomo, so Allah has come of the Hamo, the Shom is Samurabeo. What do you show us that they are? Arias is talking, Arias is Shabbat. But didn't the Rambam say, the Afil Horadeines, needless to mention Abizor and Gilarais and Abizor, everything's put there, because of Anus. But if Ritzich, so Ritzich is not as likely to be put there as Barbizor, because he says before, Afil Horadeines, in other words, Loin Boye Gilarayas Nabizore, that it's not there when he was in the place of Meshach himself, but even with Tzich is not there. So what Avera is more likely to be put there? Abizore or Shrozdomi? Abizore is more likely to be put there than Shrozdomi. So how can he say now, Toch Gilidibo, Kalvachim Lishon, it's a Samuel Bedeo, that Onus is put there? Maybe, but the Rambam himself said before, after the Horan days, so Melech, there is more of a Chiddush that Onus is put there by Ritziche than the fact that Onus is put there by Avizore. So how can you say now, Umalim Avizikhovim Shechnur and Hakir, Hoyle Disobeim, the Chayat Chorus of Him is present, Kalachim Rishon is present. Kalachim Rishon is present, but not Shechazami. Indeed, there is more of a Chiddush that Onus is put on Avizore than by Ritziche. So the Rambam should say, not Afilu Horat Beinis, but Afilu say, Afilu Horat Avizore Beinis. Why would he say, Afilu Horat Beinis? Then, he says, Uvaray Yisoeini Avolanar Yisastor. I mean, when Rishini mentioned the Din of Honus Mahmoud Atra, and when the Gemara mentions Avizore Beinis, and Dalet, Maski for Rabzeire, and the Abbe Neda, So, what is the source for the halacha that Onus is put there? Narles Hasidomo, the Rambam first mentions the drosh in the Safro of the Sati Aniyas. We ish haru, haru belionus, haru belishekik, haru belimute. And then he says, uvarayu soim ala Hasidomo. Why don't he mention just Narles Hasidomo? Why did the nation not on the Hoshe? Apparently, it's two separate halachas. Naral al-Sas Globo and the halacha of Satan is Ponai, so he shall be a shrew alone, a little one is how to shake him, how to the new thing, how to the new thing. Now, this tree says, there's a more in Shabbos or what it is from Chesed. Klal goes along with the Shabbos called Hashecheach Iker Shabbos. Suppose somebody forgets the whole meaning of Shabbos. Sometimes one forgets that writing is a law, but he knows there are certain laws, but he forgets that sin is a law. Sometimes one forgets so much that he forgets that there is such a thing as a missing law of Shabbos. So, what Shechiach Iker Shabbos, Kol Shechiach Iker Shabbos, Yosem Loch is Havim, Shabbos is Havim, in higher lives, forget that there is a Nisam Rosh Hashanah. And he writes and he writes a Shabbos preaches and he sows and Pasha Neach and he flowers and he plants and Pasha Lech Lecho. I mean, in the course of the year, he does all kinds of Rochas because he doesn't know that there is such a thing as a Nisam Rosh Hashanah. So then, when he finds out how many chatoys does he have? One chatos. Because it was one shkolo that was the cause of all the melachas and the numerous shabbos. Ketzah, tinik shenishbo v'vina kochle, gear shem is gaya bin anochi, vi osam loch is halvi, mishapos is halvi, in a chayer loch asachas. Suppose someone who was a child, he was captured by going, some melee, he doesn't know that there is such a thing as Shabbos. Then when he grows up, so he calls Shabbos, but doesn't know that it's also, then he finds out, so he brings only one Shabbos. The higher the dam achas or achim the achas, the visa achas, the mupis peyna, mupis shiti is a connection each ball, doesn't have to bring any Shabbos. Why? Because connection each ball, according to mupis, is an obvious common. The Noah is gone. Who is Haibachat or Shegeg is Haibachat? Shegeg is not an Oz. Certainly not an Oz. Because as we say in English, ignorance of the law is no excuse. As the Noah expressed it, what kind of an excuse is it? I didn't know. So you should have learned. You didn't know. So, Hashem Chain, teach Mishpah. So then, ignorance of the law is an excuse. What all it means. I mean, he should have learned. How could he have learned? He doesn't know anything about it yet. He never heard there was such a thing as Shabbos. So, he's an honest gomel, so he's put off us. But Tanikame, the Rapala, they are very honest. They hold the thing that King Shabbos brought to him. And then it becomes about today. So it has to be in the house. So according to the Chachamim, even a Kinnish Nivro ben Anochim is not a Mitzvah. He's a Shevik. So he has to bring the house. Kacho yom mumpe is done with me rada akide. That's how it has. On the day. Hoyu leizit kol chayitei. Vishevi kol chayitei. Mameizit choy solodi biyo. Actually, choice only in the all. So Munda said, since lazy is called and choice is called so when is it called Hengkei? If he knew of the Yisrael Shas, and then he forgot, so then he's a Hengkei. But if he never knew, is it in Chimishpo? Or Gershon is Gaia with Anochim, so then he's not a Chaytei, so he's not Chaylechamos. What's the chat? What's the chat? Chat is like this. It says that Naro is a double, so that implies it's part of Isis, it's part of Malkis, it's part of Kores, it's part of Isis and Shamayim. But it doesn't imply that he's part of all. Shegit is also Potter. This is based on Malkis, of Kores, but Kor is Chai. So Shegit is certainly my son. And not only it's my son. Not only it's my son. The Gavra has a Shem Chede. Not Roshe. Roshe means the Nezit. Shegit is a Chede. He's a Chede. So, this is what he says. Hoyo meizi kol chayte, vi sheiki kol chayte. So sheiki de chayte, it's my sabeta and the gavra and shem chayte. Ma sheiki manus gomo, doesn't have shem chayte. Now, if Naram also was raped, so she's a chakas. She's a chakas. That's the pshuti shalimko. Kasha yoko maida at roshas. But in Niko yisim di pshuti. So, what's the plain shot? Kasha yoko nisha reyu o tzokhe kinato barzeo. But Naram also is faultless. Faultless. But I have to remember. As faultless as the Niyatzach is. Niyatzach is faultless. So Naram also is also faultless. Now, that has nothing to do with the Machlekes Nishenim. And soon as, whether Tony Haski is a lot, and then he's changed. How did that mean? Or Tony Haski? No, Tony Haski is a lot, and then he's changed.
Obviously, the Enes, somebody that knows God, is
that believed him. And also, who was forced, she's hopeless, even our head to speak modest, just to be. Why does she have to be? She's a gas. What did she do? It was beyond her control. She couldn't get out of it. Because you can reach our way or talk and get out of what I say. The man of us is not a gas. And the child of Chubby is the Shimoshi and Kriti that he hears in the government. So she did as Mumbesik that Samaches in Shabbos in Berik Kral Godor the Kachoy of Mumbesik don't let me have a Chubby for you need to call Kriti the Shady call Kriti. So she did the Kriti. Why is the Kriti? He doesn't know that Lochem Shabbos he doesn't. Why doesn't he know? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have learned. He forgot. He thought it was Sunday. So why is he such an absent-minded professor? He forgot. He shouldn't forget. He forgot. So he is negligent, neglectful. So he's a Kriti. The Talmud's not a Moser. In what way is he neglectful? What could she have done? What could she have done if that Roshe was the answer? What could she have done? She couldn't have screamed at nothing. And suppose she screamed and still he forced her. That also happens sometimes. So, how is she at fault? So she's not a chatas. But most Rishonim say, Suvis, Flamda, Alev, the Daloche of Tomi Lechazkiye, of Chayom Mishishim, to Rishonim, and applies even Chayom Mishishim. The answer is, there it doesn't depend the permission, Chayti of the government, whether the act is a sinful act. The act is a Maisavea, it's not a sinful act. But the government does not have Shem Chayti. The government does not have. The government does not have the Shem Chayti. So this is the chat. In Mumbes, now the first we know the King Chinese boy is a dinner. Didn't she meet by the number? That's it, you know, the Rambam says in regard to the Stuki, even though an Abkeres, he has a inner moon of Adre Kule, and the Iskiakum of Chotavo, just like the Chalshavu of Aresia. So, but, the Stuki, she shochtu, in Achim, they may son, Shchitosom Shem. And the Shchitosom Shem, also passes like that. That the Stuki, he shecht, and great and so on, so the Shrit is killed. But the Rambam Pirusha Mishnah says the Firash that if it's Duki, Shecht in Machin Reinison, so Shatos Nivelo, like in Nimel Abrizore, in Nimel Chal Shabu Faresi. So the Firash says, it all depends what kind of Duki. If it's Duki, the first generation is Duki, like Sadiqa Baisu, who was raised, you know, in a Jewish way. And then, Vidaite Hakalo, he decided to be an Apikiris, to be a Kita Apikiris Polpe. He's a Muga. But the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, who were raised in that idea of the Stukin's belief, some Lele, Tinichinichbo is anonymous. So he doesn't have enough Muga. But then you ask Kikashi, how can we say that Tinichinichbo is anonymous? Onus is potter and polycorps. Tinichinichbo is a machlekes rabbonon and Mumbes. Mumbes says that Tinichinichbo, the osam loch is halbe, Shabbos is halbe, of a chile, and of a dam. So Mumbes says he's potter and polycorps. Because he's not in the Chayte, he's an Onos. But Rabbanon says Chayimah, Sa'abiyas, and Rabbanon admit that in Aram Oroso, Shezim, Sobeines, doesn't have to bring Kol. So the Rabbanon holds in Shnichbo, he's not an Onos. Even in Shnichbo, in Amorachim, he's not an Onos. Why is an Onos? Because we have many people who are in Shnichbo, and then they became very observant. some neighbor is in taina against any king she is for, who doesn't become observant. Some neighbor is not an unskama. So that's why he's hired a kohen, according to Rambam. And the Rambam also passes to Milchel Gogis that the king she is for, being a nochrim, so he's highly kohen when he becomes an archer. So why does the Rambam say that Stukim by Susim, they're not even Hanin, even though they know of the Teoshim Alpeh, but they were raised by parents, you know, who denied the Teoshim Alpeh, so merely the beginning of an Onus and the Ischayev and the he doesn't have a dinner of Munah.